What's going on, guys? Welcome to Weighing In with Worm. I'm your host, Worm Buffelli. We are here in the wormhole. It is postseason. It is the state wrestling tournament week for the ladies, regional duels. Let's get talking wrestling. Guys, go to Moskies. Just do yourself a favor and go to Moskies. Moskies Barbecue, located in Cascade, has some of the best barbecue you'll ever eat. Located right off the 136 exit in Cascade, Bryce and Shauna do nothing but great work. You've seen their food truck in Dubuque. You've seen their catering at weddings. Now go to the brick and mortar and enjoy some of the best barbecue you'll ever eat. Great people, great wrestling family. They love wrestling as much as you guys listening. So do yourself a favor, stop down Moskies, get some barbecue today. Are you looking to restore rusty old metal parts to like-new conditions or protect brand-new components with durable, attractive, long-lasting finishes? Lane's Custom Steel, located in Benton, Wisconsin, can help with the metal finishings and metal coatings, offering a full range of custom metal restoration using powder coating for individuals and businesses. Contact Shaden at lanescustomsteel@gmail.com. That's Lanes, L-A-N-E-Z, customsteel@gmail.com. Let's get this podcast rolling. All right, welcome back. Busy week of wrestling. Let's just start right from the top of it. Thursday night, we had our duels with a lot of the area men's teams in the area. Hempstead went down to City High. They got a W over the Little Hawks, 45-32. Pins from Dawson Fish, Cam Smith, Tate Woodruff, Zach Conlon, Elijah Hyatt, Mitchell Pins, and Evan Bertin helped them push past, you know, City High for their claim as the dual champs of the MVC. So Hempstead went undefeated in duels for the conference this year, dual team champs for them. It's pretty big accolade considering, you know, on the other side of the conference, you know, they had a pretty tough schedule. Like, you know, they had Linmar, they had City High, they had City West, you know, so that win against West Dubuque. So solid wins for them. Congratulations on that dual championship for them. Senior went down to Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Rough night for senior. Lauren Kane was the only one with a pin. You know, and that was for the, you know, 63-6 loss to close out their dual season. You know, a kid like Lauren Kane, you know, he's made a lot of strides this year. So to see him, you know, step up, get, you know, prevent the shutout, you know, that's huge for him. Like I said, he's piecing it together. I believe he's a junior this year, so hopefully next year here, you know, he'll have a pretty solid season coming in. You know, West Dubuque hosted Linmar on senior night for the Bobcats. However, Linmar did get the better of them. They left Epworth with a 53-24 dual win. West Dubuque did get pins out of Brady Kennedy, Jack Lansing, Kellen McKenna. So those are some big pins there for the Bobcats. Wallert went down to Prairie, and Wallert took a beating, 62-12. That was the lost closer season. Colin Young and Mitchell Borman were the only two Eagles to get pins on the night. So we're going to talk a little bit more about those two here later on. But moving on, Friday, we had our Super Regional tournaments for the girls. And, you know, just a quick reminder, this is how the Super Regionals work. Each host site had 50 teams there, but they were broken into two different regionals, so there are 25 teams in each region. So, like, you know, you could have a couple teams on one side, a couple teams on the other side of the gym, and they were all working on the same goal because top four qualified for the weight. So, you know, right off the gate, down in Cedar Rapids, West Dubuque punched two tickets for the Lady Bobcats. You know, they'll be sending Sheridan Engelken and Adriana Shepherd. So for them, Bellevue got former wrestler of the week, Kelsey Neef, a ticket down to Coralville with a third place finish. And then with Waller, you know, the 1-2 combo of Bella Miller and Eve Skoraki, you know, those two have been dominating all season. I think they both pinned their way through the tournament, you know, and racked up another set of accolades for them with a regional title. Again, two freshmen. Bella's got that one loss from the Donnybrook. And Eve is currently sitting at 29-0, but we'll talk a little bit more about that later. Cascade, Senior, and Hempstead were up in Mason City at the Mason City Fieldhouse. Cascade was on one side, Hempstead and Senior were on the other. Cascade had three girls make the Constellation Semis and ended up coming home empty-handed. Did see some improvement out of former athlete of the week, Carly Modernock. You know, I think she's going to be right there, you know, as a sophomore. a year or 2 years left. You know, I think she'll be making some noise here this next season. And then for Hempstead, man, they left Mason City with four qualifiers. They had Annabelle Blanchard, Paige Howison, Alea Osterkamp, and Caitlin Brockes. And guys, I'm going to tell you something, man. The improvement of the Hempstead girls team is impressive this year. You know, beginning of the season, I was talking to Coach Haas, and Brock told me, straight up, it was just like, hey, this is a slow process for us. You know, we don't want to jump. We're not going to rush into, throwing headlocks and getting pins just to get wins. You know, we're going to learn how to wrestle. And I think that was they've played that long game really well. They ended up qualifying four. That was the most girls from a team in the entire area. So, they had sent four girls down there. So hats off to head coach Brock Haas and his staff for, getting that stuff done for them this year. Senior got three tickets back to head down to Coralville. They had their heavy hitters in Julie Strohmeyer and Alyssa Seiple. You know, those two have been kind of, the leaders of the pack, for senior. Julie Strohmeyer, conference champ, two-time conference champ. With Seiple, I think she only got two losses on the year. But then sophomore Reese Benson, she battled all the way back to a fourth-place finish, and she'll also be joining senior down at Coralville with those ladies as well. So across the board, I think, we have a nice representation down there. I think we got, if I counted right, 19 qualifiers in the area. That starts Thursday in Coralville, and it's going to be a two-day tournament, winner takes all, obviously. And if you guys are going down there, this is a shameless plug. No, I mean, not an ad space, but, one of my dear friends from Loras, Stephanie, she owns a cookie shop right across the street from Extreme Arena called Cookies and Dreams. And you know what, man, what better way to celebrate your season than, getting a 1 pound cookie? And yeah, I said that right. These things weigh like a pound. They are so freaking good. They put Crumble to shame. And her and I were just talking about it, and I was like, you guys should do something creative for the state wrestling tournament, and I think that she might be coming up with something for Thursday and Friday. So if you get a chance to stop down there and try that, please go ahead and do that. If you want a shameless plug, but I doubt she'll be down there, but just go down, enjoy one of those. The cool thing about having everything down the Extreme Arena for girls and state duels is there's so many cool things down in the Coralville Landing there that you guys can all do. And now that for the most part, Thursday, Friday, girl season's over, we do have an opportunity for girls in Dubuque who are still wanting to improve their wrestling game. DWC is going to be getting beginning freestyle practices here for the girls on the 12th of February. It's going to be every Sunday from 5 to 6. It's just going to be basics, how to wrestle freestyle. And I think, a lot of girls, obviously, they're just learning the sport of wrestling. And so now to throw freestyle in, it's kind of intimidating. But at the same time, it's a good way to, improve your game. Just like on the boys' side, we always say, if you want to, you want to place high at state tournament, you want to, or it could be a state qualifier, you have to start wrestling freestyle now. You have to start wrestling in the off season. This is a great opportunity for you. So if you do want to come in and try that, feel free. We just ask right now that if, you're worried that there's not going to be a partner there, try bringing a buddy, try bringing a teammate, and just give it a try. Like I said, it's 1 hour on Sunday from 5 to 6. We're just going to cover some basic stuff and have you guys in and out and hopefully learning some freestyle wrestling there. So we are going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to talk about the conference tournament up at MVCs. Want to take a quick break here to mention our great sponsors at Raider Outdoor Power. Stop out at 2580 Rockdale Road, and one of their great sales staff will have you set up for the best equipment and top-of-the-line service you can expect from a company who has helped the Dubuque County area since 1957. One of my new sponsors, Eric Doughty Concrete. For those who know Eric Doughty, a former Hempstead wrestling great, state medalist, has a concrete company here in Dubuque, and he would love to give you guys a quote today. Give him a call at 563-543-594, and he will set you up right. Eric Doughty Concrete. And we're back. So Saturday, for the boys' side, I had an awesome weekend of wrestling Saturday morning, my son Drake and I, we went over to Loris Open for a little bit, sat and watched wrestling for about an hour. And then, you know, I took off to go up to MVC's, but before I left, I got a chance to watch JoJo Lewis, former state medal or finalist from Hempstead, wrestle for Iowa Central. Tell you what, he's coming along. He's having a decent little freshman campaign, still making some gains in the on the mat, but I think, you know, long term, I think he's going to be one of those guys. I think he could actually be pretty good in the junior college scene here this next season. Like I said, after I left Loris, I headed up to the MVC tournament that was hosted at senior. You know, there was about a 10-minute battle just to find a parking spot, so that was pretty awesome, knowing that there was that many people there watching wrestling. But made my way in, and, you know, I didn't realize that senior had two gyms now, so that was pretty awesome, knowing that, you know, they had five mats going. So that kept wrestling going pretty fluid all day. You know, starting right off the gate, you know, Hempstead brought a selected roster to the tournament. You know, I was told, you know, by a few of their staff members, they were resting some guys up for regional competition, you know, just kind of out of precaution. I get it, especially for regional duels, you know, especially by the time this airs, you know, it's probably going to pan out for them. You know, just give those guys, you know, a couple, you know, give those guys some breaks, get them ready to go. But still, though, they still had a solid showing. They got runner-up finishes out of Landon Gottschalk, Evan Bertine, and Zach Conlin. Dawson Fish and Mitchell Murphy both battled third. You know, and after the quarters, it was announced that Dawson Fish earned his 100th win. So right after the match, I stopped and I got to speak to the senior Mustang right after that match just to see what he had to say. All right, I'm here with Dawson Fish, senior Dubuque Hempstead. Dawson, win number 100. How'd that feel?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, 25 wins average a year. I mean, that's a lot to say, right?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, I completely forgot about it. No idea I was going to hit it today.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing to know. It wasn't that important to you, but, I mean, it's still a pretty big monument. You know, a lot of good wrestlers have come through Hempstead, get 100 wins, so now you just kind of etched your name up at Hempstead. So coming into this next week, how you feeling going into regionals and districts?
Pretty good. Excited for regional duels. We finally get a host, which will be nice. This should be a good, fun duel. Hopefully make it state duels. Be a good time.
Awesome. What's the goal for the rest of the season?
Make state duels as a team, wrestle there, win a couple of duels, make it state at districts, place. That'll be good.
All right, awesome. So again, shout out to Dawson Fish, 100 career wins. You know, I still think that's a big accomplishment, especially in Class 3A. You know, you got to average 25 wins, you know, all 4 years through. So to do that in a 3A competition, you know, that says something, you know, in my opinion, in the state of Iowa. I know there's some people who are like, oh, there's kids out there winning 200 matches. It's like, hey, you got to get 100 before you get 200, man. And so to get 100 wins, that's a pretty big feather in a cap for a career, I think, out of Dawson Fish. Senior, they got medals out of Loman Duffy taking fifth, and Garrett Schumacher plays in fifth. Watching Loman Duffy wrestle, you know, he made a mistake in the quarters. You know, got put on his back, you know, towards the end of the match, got pinned. But, you know, he was controlling the match 9-1. I think that's one of those things that, you know, you tighten that up a little bit. I think that's something you can fix real quick before the state tournament. So hopefully, you know, he gets that out of his system and gets ready to go for districts here in a couple weeks. West Dubuque also kind of brought a less than full lineup with just 8 guys. I know that they were also kind of, they had some guys I heard, you know, had some different things that they wanted to just be precautionary about. So it is what it is there. But those 8 guys, they, you know, they packed a punch. They got finals out of Kellen McKenna and Joe Hirsch. But they also got a 4th place finish out of Will Casey. And I'm going to tell you what, man, you know, Kellen and Will are both freshmen. Joe Hirsch is a sophomore. All 3 of those guys are going to have phenomenal careers, and they're already off to a great start. So those 3 guys, I think, are going to be solid for West Dubuque here in the coming years. So just be on the lookout for them. Waller got a champion out of Colin Young, and they got 2 third-place finishers out of Tim Scher and Mike Borman. And, all right, so before we even move forward, I feel like we have to talk about this. You know, I've had a lot of people ask me who this Colin Young is. You know, where did he come from? And to be honest, I really don't know. I saw his name come up around the Central Cater tournament time. I reached out to Coach Allen, and he said, "Hey, you know, we had Colin move in earlier, and he's just becoming eligible." And I'm going to tell you guys right now, he's a talented kid. I think hopefully here, you know, this year we might be able to sit down and chat with him a little bit. But for now, I mean, honestly, I have no clue when he came, how he came, you know. But regardless, welcome to Dubuque. Welcome to the area. Hopefully, you know, he can bring back some hardware here in the state tournament coming up here in a couple weeks. So just be on the lookout for him. Moving out of the MVC down to the River Valley Conference Tournament down in Bellevue. That's where Cascade and Bellevue both were. By the looks of it, it looks like Coach Rip decided just to wrestle his upper weights. It looked like on the team results, it was like 150 up to heavyweight. You know, he still has some guys, some younger guys that, you know, probably can benefit out of a JV tournament instead of going wrestling the River Valley, especially with teams like Wilton and teams like Anamosa right now who are wrestling just kind of lights out. It's, you know, I think it's sometimes it is better to have your guys that, you know, aren't with winning records going towards the end of the season, like, hey, send them to a JV tournament for conference and, you know, let their confidence build up a little bit, get some wins under their belts. So, but out of those guys, you know, they got medals out of the Highland brothers. You know, those two have been wrestling kind of lights out all year. Jake Highland took second, and then big brother Jack took third. Jack, man, just has not been able to beat Makoka's 215-pounder. You know, it seems like every match gets closer and closer. So, I mean, and again, I just looked at Makoka's record. He's 32-4. You know, he's a solid kid, just like Jack is. So, I mean, I assume, you know, that's one of those matches that, you know, it looked like he's closed the gap more and more. And, I mean, for cripes, how many times they saw each other this year. I mean, man, that just probably, you know, you get to know someone real quick for watching that, wrestling each other that many times. For the Cougars, though, you know, they kind of showed up, I think, considering, you know, like in the top four finisher, top four teams, you had Wilton, you had Anamosa, West Branch, who is sneakily good right now. I haven't really noticed, but I have been noticing, like, you know, they're putting on 66-9 wins over some teams in the area. So that says, I think that says something. And then I believe, I forget who took fourth, so I apologize there. I did not get that far ahead, so that is my apologies. But Cascade ended up taking fifth as a team. That's pretty impressive in that team race. You know, and they had a fourth place finisher at Calvin Monernock, a sophomore. I think he's starting to put things together. I think he's 29-15. That's a solid record to have going into districts, I think. They had a runner up finish from Evan Vogel, and then Brock Moore is winning the conference title. Ty Frazier didn't wrestle this past weekend. Bryce Carroll still out. You know, I think for districts, they're going to have probably their best team out there. And I think, you know, when Bryce comes back in the lineup, Ty Frazier's going to be in the lineup, you know, they might be able to, you know, put some guys that are down in Des Moines that a lot of people aren't really expecting. So, all right, with that being said, we're going to take a quick break here, and then we're just also going to talk about what's coming up here this next week. One of my new sponsors, Eric Doughty Concrete. For those who know Eric Doughty, a former Hempstead wrestling great, state medalist, has a concrete company here in Dubuque, and he would love to give you guys a quote today. Give him a call at 563-543-594, and he will set you up right. Eric Doughty Concrete. At Lane's Custom Steel, they have been offering custom powder coating solutions to businesses and individuals since 2019. Their skilled team of professionals are dedicated to providing you with high-quality finishes that will last many years. Email Shaden at lanescustomsteel@gmail.com. Guys, go to Moskies. Just do yourself a favor and go to Moskies. Moskies Barbecue, located in Cascade, has some of the best barbecue you'll ever eat. Located right off the 136 exit in Cascade, Bryce and Shauna do nothing but great work. You've seen their food truck in Dubuque. You've seen their catering at weddings. Now go to the brick and mortar and enjoy some of the best barbecue you'll ever eat. Great people, great wrestling family. They love wrestling as much as you guys listening. So do yourself a favor, stop down Moskies, get some barbecue today. All right, and we're back. Thank you guys so much for our sponsors. You know, this week in wrestling, you know, it's kind of dying down a little bit, but at the same time, again, postseason, we're kind of going full steam ahead. You know, first things first, yeah, look at regional duels. You know, by the time of this recording, it'll be over with. But the number 7-ranked Hempstead will be taking on the winners of either Clear Creek Manor or North Scott. So they're going to wrestle Tuesday, and this comes out Wednesday, so they'll be wrestling last night. And then the winner, so whoever wins that try, they move on to the state duels that go on Saturday in Coralville. So how this weekend goes down in Coralville is Thursday, Friday, girls tournament, Saturday, state duels. That way you can get all that stuff, or you get the boys' duels done and give them a chance to have a week off before district so everyone's fresh, ready to go. So then, you know, the girls' state tournament will take place tomorrow and Friday at Extreme Arena. And, you know, just doing some breakdowns here. At 130 pounds, we got Alyssa Seibel from senior. She's sitting at the 14th seed. She'll have Lainey Schreck out of Cedar Falls at a 19th seed. Also in that bracket, you have Ayla Osterkamp from Hempstead. She's going to be the 25 seed, and she's taking on Addison Musser, who's the 9 seed out of Anamosa. At 135 pounds, Bella Miller sitting at the 4 seed, and will be facing Sierra Gomez Bryant from Prairie, and then Carice Benson from seniors, a 30 seed, and she'll have Isabella Deeds from Ridgeview. At 140 pounds, you have Joey Strohmeyer, who's the 8th seed. She's going to be taking on Angie Rivera of Denison. And then for Hempstead, Annabelle Blanchard draws a 31 seed, and she'll have 2nd seed Shaley Sutherland out of Spencer. So, you know, all these girls are going to be having real tough matches here in the first. At 145 pounds, Waller's Eve Skoraki, she's holding on to that 4th seed, and she'll be taking on Cassie Poston out of Pleasant Valley. You know, some people have been asking me, too, like, you know, hey, why is Bella and why are Eve 4 seeds? You know, especially that, you know, considering Bella or Eve has a perfect record. Bella has one loss, and she's beaten the girl, and she's given the 1 seed her only loss of the year. Basically, there's a list of criteria. They meet the first 3 criteria, but then the next one is returning state qualifiers. Since they're freshmen, they did not get the 1 seeds on that. So they're playing it's a victim of circumstance, and I don't think there's going to be too much to be said after this weekend about who's really the number 1 seed of those two girls. At 155, Kelsey Nefa, Bellevue. She's going to be the 25 seed, and she's taking on Wapello's 8 seed, Tatum Woodford, first round. And then also at 155 pounds, Paige Howison from Hempstead. She'll have Lauren Luzum of Decorah, first round. At 190, West Dubuque's Sheridan Engelken is the 13 seed, and she's taking on 20 seed Anna Steenhock of Gilbert. And then at 235, Caitlin Brockus is the 9 seed, and she'll have Madison Wright out of Lewis Central. And closing out at 235, West Dubuque's Adriana Shepherd. She sits at the 20 seed, and she'll have Ella Ray of Eddiesville, Blakesburg, Fremont. So there's your first round matchups. Like I said, starts Thursday. It'll go pretty quick, I think. Thursday and then Friday, you know, you'll have your placing rounds, your semis, your placing rounds, and then the finals will be Friday night. So it should be a fun 3 days down in Iowa City if you're planning on going down there. You know, and just moving on, you know, obviously, like I said, you know, this week for the teams that aren't qualified for regional duels on the boys' side, this is a week off. They get almost 2 weeks off now. They get 2 weeks to kind of rest, get some good practices in, you know, kind of rest the horses, as you will, before going into districts here in 2 weeks, which is crazy thing about the districts are 2 weeks away. You know, and for that, you know, I don't really have a whole lot coming out of Coach Worm's Corner this week. You know, if anything, for the people that have, you know, the benefit of 2 weeks off right now, take advantage of it, you know. Rest, but train hard, you know. Make sure that you're doing all the right things still. You know, this is 2 weeks of tuning up things. This is a week of, you know, if you watch film, if you don't watch film, you know, or, you know, you find out, like, hey, what do I need to improve on? Start talking to your coaches more. Start being a better listener in the room in those aspects of, like, hey, what do you think I need to tune up before state? I guarantee you, your coach is going to have something for you to work on. You know, really take advantage of the opportunities that you have here in the next 2 weeks. So, you know, and just get ready to go. I mean, it's gonna, it sounds like 2 weeks, and, you know, you think it's a long time, but it's going to fly, man. You know, come by the 10th, which is already next week, we're going to be at districts, you know. So that's pretty wild to think about if you think about it, man. So, ladies, if you're, you know, your state qualifiers heading down to Iowa City. Hold nothing back, you know. This is the tournament, like, you know, I talked about in previous podcasts, you know. I don't think people are going to give you a pat on the back for losing a match 3-2. You know, you go out there and give it your all. And if you think that you have something to lay on the line, you know, and you want to go big on it, you have the opportunity to go big on it. Because, you know, they're not going to remember a 3-2 loss, but they will remember a comeback takedown, or they'll remember a comeback pin. So take advantage of those opportunities there. And above all, just have fun. I mean, the state tournament is always a lot of fun. We'll talk more about the boys tournament here, you know, come up, you know, before we go down to Des Moines. But I tell you what, man, you got to really just embrace the time that you're having down there, especially, like, you know, getting to go to the arena, sleep in the hotels, you know, compete, you know, and, you know, hopefully, you know, get on that podium, you know, as a piece of, you know, your legacy that you leave at your high school. So, with that being said, this is a short one, so I appreciate you guys joining me today. Otherwise, this is Worm. I got my one. I'm out. Thanks again for listening. Follow us at Worm's Weigh-In on Instagram, or follow us at Dubuque Area Sports Podcast on Facebook. Before we go, I just want to give one last shout out to Raider Outdoor Power, Mosky's Barbecue, Eric Doughty Concrete, Lane's Custom Steel, Gravel Grading and Excavating, Cascade Athletic Club, Big Game Wrestling Club, Dubuque Wrestling Club, Leonard Funeral Home, Kramer Pest Control, Jared Levy at Exit Realty, and Spine and Sport Chiropractic Center. I'm so thankful for you guys' sponsorships. I hope you guys go out and use their business, support their business any way you guys can. Give them follows on social media. Use their business. It's truly appreciated.